Vermont is known for its historic village architecture and quaint rural farmhouses, but the charm often wears off when you're trying to buy one of those old houses and you realize how costly renovations will be. A pilot effort in Arlington aimed at making home renovations more affordable for working families is trying to address that. As VPR's Nina Keck reports, proponents believe it'll help area employers as well.
Ludi Biddle is executive director of NeighborWorks of Western Vermont, a nonprofit housing agency in West Rutland. She says much of Vermont's housing stock has not been well maintained or made energy efficient, big drawbacks to young families. And in areas outside Chittenden County, where home prices lag, it can be risky for home buyers to invest in costly rehabs because they may not get the money back when they sell.
So you're dealing with a situation that just keeps getting worse.
That's why Biddle is excited about a new $300,000 pilot program NeighborWorks is launching in Arlington, a town of about 2,300 people with a housing shortage. James Baker is executive director of the Arlington Area Renewal Project. He says the area is lucky to have a number of big employers like Mack Molding and Orvis. But Baker says of Mack Molding's 560 employees, only 13% live in Arlington.
The rest commute in from either Bennington, and a lot of them commute in from New York State and Massachusetts. So we have people working in Vermont, making an income, and taking it somewhere else to spend it. So that's how we got focused on the issue of housing.
Baker, the former Rutland City Police Chief, says he reached out to NeighborWorks because of the nonprofit's success at improving housing stock in Rutland. Ludi Biddle says in Rutland City, they were able to harness almost $2 million in state and federal grants to transform 11 blighted properties. While effective, she says the Rutland program was too costly to be sustainable. So she says they're trying a different approach in Arlington, one that's being funded by the Vermont Housing and Conservation Board. Biddle says the idea works like this.
We find houses that need a buyer, and we find a buyer who wants to invest in a home.
Since banks are not always eager to lend money to buy and fix up distressed homes, Biddle says NeighborWorks will help finance the mortgages for qualified buyers.
So the borrower borrows from us, and for every dollar that the borrower invests in the rehab, we'll match that dollar up to $75,000.
That means up to $150,000 in matched funds for renovations. And the rehab money kicked in by NeighborWorks, it's free. But here's where it gets a little complicated. At some point, when the homeowner decides to sell a house financed this way, 80% of any appreciation in value is put back into the property to make it affordable for the next qualified low to moderate income buyer. Here's how that might play out. A woman buys a house and renovates it with the program, and after it's fixed up, it's appraised at $200,000. 10 years later, she sells it for $250,000, a $50,000 increase in value. Under the agreement, $40,000 of that would stay with the house to help the next buyer.
What we're trying to build in Arlington is a community.
That's Florence Belknap, CFO of Mack Group. She says Mack Molding will kick in an additional $5,000 for employees who take part to try and encourage people to live in town.
It's very easy to live in the community where you work. You're closer to your children. You're closer to your daycare. You're closer to school events. And you can attend medical appointments with your kids. So it takes a lot of stress off employees.
With $300,000 in funding, Ludi Biddle says the pilot program will only accommodate 3 properties. She says NeighborWorks will earn about $20,000 for each and will work closely with homeowners on renovation and efficiency plans.
We'll be monitoring the work progress and the quality of the work, and then we'll be stewarding the property thereafter when it's so that we are always sure that it's maintained, you know, appropriately.
If the program works, Biddle says it can be expanded and become a model for other communities. For VPR News, I'm Nina Keck.